It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon. Welcome inside Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State Basketball taking on Central Missouri this afternoon. A 1:30 tip for the women's basketball game, followed up by the men at 3:30 in the rare Monday conference game this afternoon, as this one originally scheduled for Thursday. Due to some inclement weather, Central Missouri not able to make the trip, so rescheduled here for this Martin Luther King Jr. Day afternoon. I'm Matt Tritton alongside John Coffey. Our studio engineer for today's ball game is Kyrese Devine. And John Coffey, Central Missouri comes in ranked 12th in the nation, 12-1 overall, 6-0 in MIAA play. Meanwhile, Northwest Missouri State, 1-14 overall, 0-7 in conference play. And they are coming off a very tough loss. Had Southwest Baptist right where they wanted them heading into the fourth quarter, leading by double digits. Not able to close that one out. Now you get a bounce back with a very tough contest.
No doubt about that. And really, the game Saturday afternoon, for three quarters of the game, perhaps the best game the Northwest has played all season long. But again, it's been a problem putting together four quarters of basketball and just couldn't get it done in that fourth quarter. And what you saw in that game was Southwest Baptist upperclassmen and senior leadership really came out and took over the ball game and got SBU with a victory. So Northwest has to rebound off of that. You look at this one, again, it's a Central Missouri team that's beaten a lot of teams. Again, a nationally ranked squad and playing very good basketball right now. So, again, it's a very tough task at hand. But right now, you just have to concentrate on the things you can control. Try to cut down on turnovers. Try to get some good percentage shots and make other teams work just a little bit harder on defense.
Well, Northwest Missouri State averaging just over 60 points per game. That's 13th in the MIAA. They struggled to score. Put up 75, though, against Southwest Baptist on Saturday. Feeling pretty good there. But Central comes in only giving up 55 points per game. One of the best teams in the nation from that respect. So you mentioned cut down on those turnovers. Every possession will be critical in a game like this.
Yeah, definitely will. And once you get into the offense, another key is just to try to work the offense a little bit better. Try to get some better, more percentage type of shots in the paint, in the low post area. Get some of those type of shots to go. Now, they're a team that can hit some threes, but if you can get that inside game going just a little bit more, that's going to open some things up out on the outside as well. So you just have to, again, control the basketball. Don't make the silly turnovers. You're going to turn it over some against a very good defense like Central Missouri. But it's those unforced turnovers that really drive coaches nuts. And those are the type of turnovers they can control. They can cut those down and then be smart about things on offense and work for some percentage shots. Those are some things that they'll have to do this afternoon.
We talk about hitting from deep. Mallory McAndrews, 6 of 9 from three-point range on Saturday. 18 points to lead the Bearcats. They fell short in that one. A chance to bounce back today. Northwest losers of 12 straight. Central Missouri winners of 9 in a row. The Bearcats looking for a big upset this afternoon. We are getting set for basketball here from Bearcat Arena. We'll go ahead and take a quick timeout. And when we return, we'll take a look a little bit deeper into these rosters and get set for this MIAA game here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball, a chance to knock off the 12th-ranked team in the nation, get their first conference victory of the season as the Bearcats host the Jennies. Tip off at 1:30. Men's game following at 3:30. I'm Matt Tritton with John Coffey, Kyrese Devine, our engineer for tonight's ball game. And John, kind of some fun festivities going on as well. Cat Jam is the theme for this one, kind of a spinoff of the Space Jam movie that came out back in 1996, and hard to believe that was 22 years ago.
Just when you were growing up, right?
I was 6-7 years old at the time. Meanwhile, the kids playing in this game, I don't think we're even alive yet. So, kind of hard to believe it's been that long, but some special posters with Bobby Bearcat, Tanya Meyer, and Xavier Kurth featured in those, and should make for a pretty fun afternoon.
Yeah, I think so. They're doing a lot of things promotion-wise to make games at Bearcat Arena a lot of fun, just over and above what they're seeing on the basketball floor, in particular with the men's game coming up a little bit later. But it's a fun place to be at Bearcat Arena these days. A good crowd was on hand Saturday afternoon at the SBU. Hopefully the fans who had their tickets for last Thursday, even with this match was originally scheduled, able to come out this afternoon and watch this as well. So it just really should be a fun day of basketball.
It should be, and hoping for a good crowd as Northwest looks to take down Central Missouri. Bearcats will have their hands full. Jenny's ranked 12th in the nation. Tanya Meyer and Keilani Mayava especially. We saw Tanya come out and play well on Saturday, 14 points, 5 rebounds. Only one three-point attempt didn't hit, but she was much more active in the post, which I think is a positive for her. But then on the other side, there's some pretty good post players for the Jenny's whenever you think about Kayona Lee, a 6'1" senior, as well as Morgan Fleming, a 6-foot sophomore from Liberty, Missouri, and someone that Bearcat fans know the name very well anyway, as her brother Scott passed through and played for Northwest Missouri State men's basketball back, oh man, that's been almost 15, 20 years ago.
It's hard to believe it's been that long even.
A lot of time has passed there, but when you put Fleming and Lee out there, very good players, especially defensively in the post, Bearcats will have their work cut out for them.
Really what makes Morgan Fleming even more dangerous, not only is she very good inside, but she can step out and hit some shots out on the perimeter. Very dangerous player there, plays good defense, does a good job on the boards. And a sophomore who missed a lot of time last year, her freshman year, due to an injury. Missed really the last half of the season due to that injury, but she's really coming along and injury-free this year, and each game just keeps getting better and better and more of a part of that Jennings program.
And one dangerous mix when you look at the Bearcats, and one thing that's ailed them throughout the season is defensively they've struggled. They're one of the worst teams in the MIAA as far as defensive field goal percentage, giving up some good looks to opposing teams. Meanwhile, on the other side, Central Missouri top 10 in the country, shooting 47% from the field. So if they get open shots, they'll knock them down. Closing out and not giving those openings will be a big recipe for the Bearcats to find a way to pull this one out.
In the last couple weeks in particular, one area that's been hurting Northwest is drives to the bucket. The opposing team's been able to drive through the lane and get some layups and get some other shots in the low post area that have really hurt Northwest. They've done a fairly decent job out on the perimeter, some guarding, but those drives inside have really been something that's been hurting them, especially since the Missouri Southern game, where I think that the rest of the coaches around the conference have taken note of what Missouri Southern did. You saw Pittsburgh State do the same thing, SBU, a lot of drives inside on Saturday, and I think we'll see a lot of that again today out of Central Missouri.
And we have an interview with Northwest head coach Buck Shield coming up, and he speaks to it a little bit, John, but one good thing to see, even though it's been a rough season at this point for the Bearcat women's basketball team, is mentally, they're keeping their head up. They're not letting a tough loss of Southwest Baptist get them down. We saw them, they should have knocked off a ranked UCO team back early in the conference season. And so some of those late game situations have plagued them, but they are a young team and they're battling through this and trying to build some leaders up from this freshman class.
And from an effort standpoint, you have to really appreciate what they're doing despite not having a lot of success with the wins and losses. They're out there diving after loose balls late in games and doing a lot of little things that hopefully will pay off as they begin to get a little bit more successful.
Early in the season, Northwest took on Central Missouri, lost 77-40. That one played in Warrensburg. Bearcats hoping for some more success than that game here this afternoon as the Bearcats take on the Jennies for a 1:30 tip. We'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break. When we return, we'll have Northwest Missouri State head coach Buck Shield joining us. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Northwest women's basketball back home this afternoon, taking on Central Missouri, a game originally scheduled for Thursday. Weather concerns didn't allow the Jennies to make the trip, but playing this afternoon, now talking with head coach Buck Shield, and the difference in scheduling, playing this one a little bit later, and now a lot of games in a short amount of time. How does this kind of affect your team and going about the day-to-day?
We got through Thursday's practice once this game was canceled, and really since then it's just, you know, back to our regular, regular game week mode with going Saturday, Monday, and, you know, I guess we'll see after tomorrow, and then as we hit the road then Wednesday for the next road trip. But then we'll really get to see how we respond. But, you know, I felt after Saturday's game, our practice on Sunday was very positive. And so I think as long as we can, you know, continue to grow and learn from those situations, it's only going to get better for us.
Really played a good ball game on Saturday against Southwest Baptist, too, and led for about 90% of it. But Baptist able to pull that one out in the end by 5. But the resiliency you see out of your team to come out and hit some big shots down the stretch and be right there has to be a positive sign.
Yeah, you know, they understood, you know, in those situations that you have to keep fighting, keep being aggressive. And now, you know, we just have to get smarter and not let little things kind of pile up there at the end. And, you know, after going back on those, going back and looking at film, particularly at that fourth quarter, you know, we're under 5 minutes or so, and we have at least 3 turnovers in a row that cut our lead from 10 or so down to, you know, 4 or 3. And so, you know, I think if we can just learn from those situations and limit those situations, especially, you know, in conference play, and even more so in the game today with Central Missouri and how good they are.
Got a lot of great looks on Saturday, shot over 50% from the field. Today, though,
top 12th ranked team in the nation, and Central Missouri only allows 55 points per game. So be a tough game, a solid defense there, but you see a few things. You come out exposed tonight.
It is. You know, we've got to make sure that we move the ball really well. They've got good length, good athleticism. They switch everything, ball screens, other screens, you know, everything is switched. So they're pretty versatile across the board. And so, you know, for us, we're going to have to take those opportunities when they're there, because if there's any type of hesitation on shots, on drives, on post speeds, on post moves, then they recover. So, you know, we've just got to make sure we take what they give us, and we have to take advantage of it.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach. Bearcats taking on the Jennies of Central Missouri this afternoon, a 1:30 tip. We'll take a break and be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball meeting Central Missouri this afternoon, Bearcat Arena. Taking a look at the starting lineups for today, we're starting with the Bearcats. A 5 foot 5 inch freshman from St. Joseph, Missouri, starting at point guard. That is Jalen Haggard. Haggard averaging 12 points per ball game, scored 12 against Southwest Baptist on Saturday. Also, a 5 foot 9 inch freshman from Guilford, Missouri, and an alum of South Mountaway High School, Mallory McConkey. McConkey averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per ball game for the Bearcats. Also, a 5 foot 7 inch junior from St. Joseph. That's Mallory McAndrews. McAndrews 18 points on 6 of 9 shooting Saturday, and 5 foot 10 inch senior Tanya Meyer put up 14 points and 5 rebounds in that loss to Southwest Baptist. And rounding out the starting five is Kehlani Mayaba, a 6 foot junior from Garden Grove, California, and a transfer from New Mexico Highlands. Taking a look at the starting lineups for Central Missouri. a 5'8" junior from Springdale, Arkansas, Paige Redmond. Redmond averaging 14 points per ball game, and she is eighth in the conference in field goal percentage. Also a 6'1" senior from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, a transfer from Johnson County Community College, Kayona Lee. A 5'6" senior from Eminence, Missouri, and a transfer from Lincoln University, Kelsey Williams. A 6-foot sophomore from Park Hills, Missouri, Megan Skaggs. And a 6-foot sophomore from Liberty, Missouri, and went to Liberty High School, Morgan Fleming. Fleming, the MIAA Player of the Week, that week of December 18th. So look at the starting lineups. We'll take a break. Be back with the opening tip.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Housing Company.
Northwest Missouri State basketball back home at Bearcat Arena, taking on Central Missouri this afternoon. The Bearcat basketball underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company, also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Well, wrapping up the starting lineups for Northwest and Central Missouri as we get set for this one. Central Missouri coming out in their road tops and shorts, red top and bottom, black numbers with outlined in white, as well as white numerals or letters outlined in black. As for Northwest, white jerseys and white shorts with green numbers and lettering outlined in silver. Good crowd filing in for this one, John, and expect it to only get better as the afternoon goes on.
Yeah, if the take a total, come up to what they had for the original game on that Thursday before weather and postponed things. If everyone that was planning to come to that one can make it this afternoon, we should have a nearly packed house when everything's said and done. And it ought to be a heck of a matchup this afternoon in the men's side, Northwest. With the win over Central Missouri in the first meeting for the Mules, only two losses on the season. The Mules haven't lost since they played the Bearcats back in December at Warrensburg. So two teams playing some pretty good basketball. I'd be a heck of a matchup.
Should be. And the Mules haven't beat the Bearcat men's basketball team since 2015. So Coach McCollum has had his team up for those games for sure.
No doubt about it. There's a lot of teams in the MIAA that have had that same thing happen in the last few years as well.
A lot with longer stretches than that. We are set to go. Northwest going left to right. It is Mayava against Lee for the opening tip. It is Lee winning it, getting out to Morgan Fleming. Fleming gives it off to Kelsey Williams. Back to Fleming. Top of the key now for Paige Redmond. Redmond right back to Lee on the right wing. Over to Redmond. Kick out for the three. It's good. Good first possession for Central Missouri, working the ball around, getting Paige Redmond, their leading scorer, out for an open three-point look. She knocks it down, and 20 seconds in, it's a 3-0 lead for the Jennies. Bearcats going left to right in this first quarter. Tanya Meyer top the key, left side now for Mallory. Mickey Andrews guarded by Redmond. Gets a screen to her right, takes a couple dribbles, now up top for Jalen Haggard, 9 on the shot clock. Haggard working on Lee, the mismatch goes up, shot blocked out of bounds. The Bearcats will retain possession with 6 on the shot clock. Bearcats got Lee switched off onto Haggard. Haggard a little quicker than Lee, but Lee able to recover and get that shot blocked out of bounds. Inbounds comes into McAndrews, 4 on the shot clock now. Finds a wide open Tanya Meyer inside, goes up, layup is good at the buzzer. Tanya Meyer able to finish over Lee that time, and the Bearcats trailing 3-2. Central Missouri's second possession. It is Redmond between the circles, left side for Williams. Now back right side for Megan Skaggs. Skaggs into Lee in the right short corner. Back up, Skaggs, they swing it around to Redmond, left side, guarded by McAndrews. Takes a couple dribbles back out near midcourt. Looking for a screen from Lee. Has it to her left. Picks up her dribble to the elbow to Lee. Back out to Skaggs in the right corner. Couple dribbles. Mid-range jump shot for Megan Skaggs. No good. Rebound comes down for Kehlani Mayava. Bearcats trailing by one as Haggard brings the ball to the floor for Northwest. Ahead to McConkie. Bounce pass into Tanya Meyer. Tipped away by Skaggs. McConkie able to recover. Right side now for Haggard. Looking inside to Mayava. Guarded by Lee. Mayava working, goes up, right hand off the glass, around the rim, and it falls through.
Good little move, picking her left, then spinning and pivoting to the right side to get that shot to go down. Nice pivot move in the post for Northwest.
And it is Kelsey Williams, brings it down to the left elbow, hands it off for Fleming, gets into the paint, pull up 10-foot jump shot is good. Morgan Fleming, her first bucket of the ball game, averages 14 points per contest. It's a 5-4 Central Missouri lead. 2 minutes into this one, Bearcats with it, going left to right, and is McConkie into the paint. Her shot blocked away by Lee. On the ground is Fleming and Meyer fighting for it. We have a jump ball with the possession arrow pointing to Northwest. When you play the top number 12 team in the country, you know you have to weather a storm early, and then later as well. The Bearcats hanging in there so far in the first 3 minutes of this one. Meyer with it in the right block, guarded by Skaggs. Dribbles baseline, ball knocked out of bounds by Paige Redmond of Central Missouri.
One thing Northwest has done in the first couple possessions I like is still trying to get the ball inside. They've had a couple shots blocked, but I still like the fact that they're going inside.
Mid-range jumper for McConkie off the inbound pass, and she knocks it down over Fleming.
And by going inside the last couple possessions, that opened things up out on the outside for that jumper.
Quiet night against Baptist for McConkie. 2 points in 14 minutes, but gets the bucket there. The Bearcats in front 6-5, 7.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Lee from the elbow, pull-up jump shot, rattles around and falls through for UCM. 6'1" senior knocks that one down, back to a 7-6 lead for the Jennies. McConkie with it right side, looks inside for Mayava. They swing it around now, left side for McAndrews. At the wing, back up top for McConkie. Gets into the paint, bounce pass to Meyer. Back out Mayava, wants a three-pointer off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Fleming. The Liberty, Missouri native pushes it up the floor. Into the left corner for Lee. Now back out to Fleming. Top of the key for Skaggs. Around to Paige Redmond. Redmond up top for Fleming. Looks at a three-pointer. Now goes inside the lead. Guarded by Mayava. Gives it off now to Redmond. Redmond trying to turn the corner. Stopped by Mayava. Back out to the three-point line. 9 on the shot clock. Free throw line for Lee. Takes the jump shot. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down for Tanya Meyer. Stole that one away from Kelsey Williams. And she'll give it off to Jalen Haggard to set up the offense for the Bearcats. Dittlinger set to get her first minutes at the next dead ball. Meyer with it into the paint. Working on Skaggs. Off the backboard, no good. Ball tips around, and Fleming comes up with the rebound. Bounce pass over to Skaggs. And Central Missouri pushing it up the floor. Skaggs into the paint all the way herself. Contact tosses it up as her back turns toward the hoop. Somehow gets that one to fall through, and it's a 9-6 lead now for Central. And the Bearcats promptly turn that one over. A travel call on McConkie. So Mayava will head to the bench as Dittlinger checks in.
That goes back to what we were talking about in the pregame with the unforced turnovers that Northwest commits from time to time. You'll accept turnovers when you're being pressured, and you credit the defense a little bit for that. But that was, again, a travel violation out on the perimeter where really not being pressured defensively and still turned it over. So that's the type of turnover Northwest really needs to cut down on today.
Mason Williams also checks in for Tanya Meyer. Into the ballgame, Sydney Crockett for Central Missouri. Redmond top of the key, gets it to the corner for Fleming, guarded by McConkie, drives baseline, has Lee open, mid-range jumper from the left corner, off the rim, no good. Fleming, the offensive rebound, goes right back up and puts it in. Fleming pulled that one down over the much smaller Jalen Haggard, went right back up and opens up a five-point lead for UCM, 11-6. Right wing, McAndrews looks inside, guarded by Crockett, back up top. Haggard, they swing it around now to McConkie, has the ball knocked away, goes off McConkie's foot, diving for it as Skaggs. McConkie picks it up, couple dribbles, nearly stolen away by Redmond, gets across midcourt again, into the paint. Pass across the lane for Dittlinger is kicked. And so that will put 15 on the shot clock after the kickball. As McConkie and Haggard will head to the bench, Coleman and Hayward into the ballgame. Macy Williams inbounding baseline left for the Bearcats. Only starter on the floor right now for Northwest is McAndrews. As the pass comes into Coleman. Back between the circles, left sideline for Hayward. Up top for Macy Williams. Gets the pass inside on the block for Maria Dittlinger as he knocks it down. Nice look inside from Williams. The Bearcats back within three. 5:09 to play in the first quarter. Lee with it short corner up top now for Shipps. Jolene Shipps off to Paige Redmond. Redmond right back to Shipps. She wants the jumper and it's good. Transfer from North Arkansas College. Knocks down the jumper. It's a 13-8 lead for Central Missouri over Northwest. Hayward right side for Coleman. A little head and shoulder fake to the free throw line. Now back out for McAndrews. Wants a three and she's got it. Big shot there from McAndrews. She had to scoot back to get open on that one. Puts it up over Fleming and the Bearcats are back within two. Redmond drives in, out to Lee, now right back to Paige Redmond. Inside to Fleming, working on Zoe Hayward. Goes up, shot blocked away by Zoe Hayward. Good defense by the freshman, gets it ahead now to McAndrews, guarded by Lee. Thinks about a three-pointer, now goes right wing for Kylie Coleman. Back up top for McAndrews, left side Zoe Hayward. 15 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Macy Williams up top, looks inside, couple dribbles into the paint. Puts the pass up for Maria Dittlinger. Dittlinger looking for the kick out, over to Hayward. Hayward works past Lee, nearly loses control of the ball, bounces out to Macy Williams, three in the shot clock. Williams, bump, shot goes around, and it falls through. Wow, sometimes it's better to be lucky and good than on a play like that, though, man.
Oh, she got bumped and just kind of tossed that up with her left hand even, about hip high, and banked it in, just trying to get the shot as she was fouled, and it went down, and Macy with a huge smile on her face as we go to the bench for a timeout here.
And that circus shot ties it up at 13 apiece. With a free throw on the way, we have a timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and take this break with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.O. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
And Williams knocks down the free throw to complete the three-point play. Pretty impressive effort there by Macy Williams. Shot clock winding down, backed her way in, got contact, and kind of spun around and flung that one up with her left hand, banked it in, and got fouled. So a 14-13 lead for Northwest, 3:42 to play in the first quarter. Paige Redmond, left wing, drives into the paint, jump stop, puts up the shot, and Stacey walked with it, though. travel on Central Missouri, gives the ball back to the Bearcats with a one-point lead. That is just turnover number one on UCM. Meyer top the key right side for Kylie Coleman. May swing it around now. Haggard on the left side. Guarded by Fleming. Gets a screen from Tanya Meyer. Now pass flung across the court for Zoe Hayward. Nearly knocked away by Crockett. Hayward gets it back though right side for Haggard. Trying to work on Fleming and an offensive foul coming up on Mele Tupuata. Getting her first minutes of the game and she gets called for the illegal screen. And head into that possession. Only one turnover for the Bearcats as well. They've done a good job with their offensive efficiency, but just a poor foul there to give it back to UCM. Crockett with it right side for Central Missouri, trying to drive baseline on Coleman. Gets cut off, picks up her dribble, gets it back out for Ships. They swing it around now, left side for Redmond, guarded by Haggard. Couple dribbles to the top of the key, now back right side for Fleming. Driving on Hayward, to the block, goes up right hand, it's good. Quick move there by Morgan Fleming to get in and hit the layup. Central Missouri back in front, 15-14.
And those drives to the bucket through the lane have been suffering at Certain Northwest the last couple of games.
Zoe Hayward with it. Left wing guarded tightly by Crockett. Back up top for Coleman. Right side for Haggard. Guarded by Fleming. Pass inside to Tanya Meyer. It looks like it bounced a little bit too deep and hit Meyer in the knee and kicked out of bounds. And so it will go back to UCM.
And those are the type of turnovers I really hate to see. It's those unforced type. And, that's two turnovers that Northwest has had, and both of those have really been enforced so far in this game.
The Bearcats hanging with a 12th-ranked team in the nation. The Jennies up 15-14, 2:20 to play in this first quarter. Redmond starting to drive baseline, gets it back out for Ships, guarded by Maiava. Top of the key now for Sydney Skaggs, sister of Megan Skaggs, driving through the lane. It is Kelsey Williams, ball stripped away, picked up by Maiava. Haggard pushing it up the floor. Ahead to Meyer. Open for three in transition. Too strong. And the rebound comes off to Jalene Ships. Ships off to Kelsey Williams. Crosses midcourt. Right side now for Paige Redmond. Redmond into the paint all the way by herself. Left hand no good, but she is fouled. And a pair of free throws coming up for the junior from Springdale, Arkansas. And they got Mallory McAndrews with that one. So Redmond, an 82% free throw shooter, heads to the line. First free throw on the way is good. She has four now in this one. 12th in the MIAA in points per game at 14.2. 1:54 to play in this first quarter. 16-14 Central Missouri lead now. 17-14 after that free throw. And Redmond will get a break as Gigi McAtee checks in. A 5'11 freshman from Manhattan, Kansas, and a cousin to a teammate, Morgan Fleming. Haggard brings it up for Northwest. Top of the key, guarded by Ships. They swing it around. McAndrews, left side, back up top for Meyer. Meyer driving on Ships into the paint. Goes up right hand, is good. Nice move to avoid the charge, and she finishes at the rim. Bearcats back within one. Quick bucket in transition, though. They get it ahead to Sydney Skaggs. Lays it up, plus the foul. Bearcats getting a little lazy.
Yeah, and that's one thing Central Missouri is very good at, too, is running the offense out of transition. And Cats just kind of got caught not getting back quickly on defense. And the Jennies read that well, and they got the easy layup.
And that's first personal foul on Tanya Meyer as Skaggs knocks down the free throw. 6'2" junior, transfer from University of Missouri, St. Louis. Haggard with it left side across to Tanya Meyer. She wants a three-pointer. Off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Skaggs. Hands it off for Williams. Williams back up top to Skaggs. Around to McAtee. Into the corner for Crockett. Crockett looking inside. Back up top. Williams left open for three. Around the rim, no good. Rebound loose. On the floor is McAndrews picking it up. Trying to get it out to Haggard. Haggard has it. Breakaway layup all by herself. Goes in. Misses it off the mark. Tanya Meyer offensive board, goes to put it back up, hits the top of the backboard, no good, and the rebound comes down to Sydney Crockett. Good closeout defense by Sydney Crockett. Had no business of even being around there to defend Haggard. Forced the miss, and in transition, a layup from Kelsey Williams. Golden opportunity for the Bearcats, and it turns into a couple points for the Jennies. Haggard out between the circles. Screen from Maiava. Get it to Kehlani, over to McAndrews for three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to McAtee. She'll give it off to Kelsey Williams and slowly walk it up the court. 10 seconds to go in this first quarter. 22-16 lead for Central Missouri. Looking for that last shot of the quarter as Williams drives in and gets fouled by Haggard. And Coach Shield has his hands in the air saying, Jalen's the one that hit the deck. Why is she getting called for the foul? 4.8 seconds left to go. It'll be Central Missouri inbounding baseline right as Macy Williams comes in for Haggard. Williams inbounds into Skaggs. One dribble trying to go up. Right hand layup, no good. Rebound bounces around, and it will end the first half with a loose ball. 22-16, the Central Missouri lead. Bearcats hanging tough with a number 12th ranked team in the nation. We'll go ahead and step aside for a one-minute timeout and be back with the second quarter of action. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Well, a 6-point Central Missouri lead as we head into the second quarter of action. Bearcat basketball brought to you by Balmy Auto Sales, located at the 5-mile corner, as well as Miller Financial and Insurance Center, run by brother Stephen Dan Miller, located at 309 East Summit. Not a bad first quarter for the Bearcats, but felt like they could have closed that one a little bit stronger.
Yeah, the Jennies ended up on a 9-2 run to end the quarter. It'd be important for Northwest to come out at the start of the second quarter and try to regain a little bit of the momentum they had early in the ballgame.
Central Missouri starting off the quarter with it. It is Ships trying to force a pass into Skaggs, knocked away and stolen by Tanya Meyer. Meyer off to Macy Williams on the floor for the Bearcats. Williams, Meyer, Coleman, McAndrews, and Mayava. Is Coleman with it on the left wing. Guarded by Crockett. Dribbles up to the top of the key. Gives it off to McAndrews. Right side for Mayava. Looking for Meyer inside. Floats the pass up. Nice look inside Mayava. Meyer can't finish. And the rebound comes down for Central Missouri. But they're going to foul on the Jennies here. Meyer fighting for that loose ball. And they say she got hit in the head by Skaggs. The Bearcats bailed out on that one.
Even though Northwest didn't finish off that play the way they would have liked, I still like the way they ran their offense, getting back to what worked early in the first quarter instead of at the end of the quarter where they were taking some, for the most part, unpercentage type of shots out on the perimeter.
It is Meyer with it, working her way into the paint. Bounce pass to Mayava, goes up off the glass, and it's good. Both players working together. It's Mayava finishing that time to bring the Bearcats back within 4, trailing Central 22-18. Kelsey Williams all the way in herself to the left block. Layup is good. Kelsey Williams battling here early on and makes a 24-18 lead for the Jennies. Left wing for McAndrews, inside to Mayava in the post. Kick out for Macy Williams. Bounce pass inside to Tanya Meyer. Help comes over. Doesn't matter. Meyer able to finish. Central trying to catch the Bearcats sleeping again. They push the ball ahead. Northwest recovers on defense. Quick three, though, from Jolene Ships is short. Rebound comes down to Macy Williams. Ball knocked loose, though, from behind by Ships, and a tie-up on the floor with the possession arrow pointing back to the Bearcats.
And good hustle by Northwest going for the loose ball in the lane. 3 Northwest players going after that, where Meyer was able to get in and force the tie-up. But, again, great hustle by the entire team.
And Haggard, Dittlinger, and Hayward coming back into the ballgame for Northwest, checking in for Coleman, Williams, and Mayava. Bearcats ball going left to right in this second quarter, trailing by 4 points. Tanya Meyer with it, goes right side for Mallory McAndrews, guarded by Paige Redmond. Up top for Haggard, guarded by Fleming. These two teams met up when they're in high school, Liberty against St. Joe Central. Hayward finds a cutting Haggard, and Jalen Haggard able to lay that one in, her first bucket of the game. The Bearcats are back within 2. Megan Skaggs with it, left wing, little head and shoulder fake into the paint, floats the pass in for Morgan Fleming, an offensive foul coming up just as that one was dished by Skaggs. Bearcats step up, able to take the charge. Two team fouls quickly in this second quarter on Central Missouri. The Bearcats a chance to tie or take the lead this possession.
Good start to the second quarter. The Northwest answering that 9-2 run by Central at the end of the first quarter with a 6-2 run of their own in this second.
Nick Andrews top the key, finds an open Meyer inside, goes up, shot too short, and the rebound comes down to Kayona Lee. Lee to Williams, ahead to Paige Redman. Redman slowly backs this one out. And Central Missouri will get into their offense. Fleming right side, trying to jive past Hayward, gets to the baseline, picks up her dribble. Hayward all over, good defense, bounce pass into Kelsey Williams. Williams trying to find a cutting page. Redmond stolen away by Tanya Meyer. Meyer gives off to Jalen Haggard. Haggard barks out the signals to her team as the Bearcats set up their offense. Central trying to come out with a trap on Mallory McAndrews. Ball will be not turned over. It will stay with the Bearcats as McAndrews trying to dribble out of that trap. She looked like she dribbled off her knee out of bounds. They're going to say Northwest keeps it, and Coach Slifer can't believe it.
Yeah, I think Northwest got a bit of a break out of that one, as it looked like Paige Redmond may have had it. They say it went off of Redmond, but it looked like she knocked that off of the Bearcat there. So, again, Northwest getting a bit of a break.
Zone defense here out of Central Missouri. McAndrews nearly travels with a bounce pass off to Meyer. Out to Haggard for three. Too strong. Long rebound comes down to Dittlinger. A fresh 30 for the Bearcats. Meyer wants a three of her own. Around the rim, no good. And the rebound for Kelsey Williams. Williams ahead to a cutting Kayona Lee, and transition bucket is good. Well, Bearcats having success against that man-to-man. Now we see Central dropping back into a 2-3 zone they're trying to trap out of. As Hayward has it left side now, Kelsey Williams steps up. Cross-court pass to Haggard, right back to Hayward. Over to Haggard. Looks inside for Meyer, matched up one-on-one with Lee inside. Between the circles to Hayward. Seven on the shot clock. Haggard trying to drive in. Out to Tanya Meyer. Meyer, a couple dribbles. Steps back. Two on the shot clock. Haggard, quick three-pointer. Way off the mark. Doesn't hit anything but backboard. That is a shot clock violation on the Bearcats.
Northwest having a bit of trouble running their offense against that 2-3 zone. They were doing a good job getting the ball inside out of the man defense that Central had played throughout much of this game. But the last couple of possessions, you mentioned they gone into the 2-3, and Northwest getting some poor shots against that zone.
And despite a couple tough possessions, Bearcats trailing 26-22 there, hanging strong. Although Central Missouri, they're a good shooting team, and they're shooting 61% from the field so far in this first half. Williams walks across midcourt for Central, up 26-22. Pass high post for Lee, guarded by Mayava. Bounce pass now into the corner for Fleming, right back to Lee on the block. Goes up strong. Maya, the good defense, staying straight up. Blocks that one away. Lee gets it back. Trying to get a bounce pass into Fleming. Ball knocked out of bounds, this time by Hayward. Be seven on the shot clock as Central Missouri will inbound it.
Northwest, for the most part, doing a good job defensively against Central Missouri. Once Central gets into their half-court offense, where Central's been very successful so far, is just on the transition points, getting down the floor quickly and getting some layups.
Fleming inbounding baseline left into Redmond. Left open for three. It is off the mark, no good. Long board, though, for Fleming. Tries to save it in bounds, and instead she throws it from in front of the Bearcat bench out of bounds on the baseline, so Northwest gets it back. A 37-point loss to the Jennies in Warrensburg doesn't even look like the same team today.
Northwest plays much better at home than they have on the road this season, and really off to a good start against a very good Jennies team.
McAndrews right wing between the circles for Haggard, right back to McAndrews, thinks about a long three, gets a pass inside to Mayava, goes up, shot no good, fighting for the offensive rebound, bats it out, but as Williams comes up with it, Williams ahead to Paige Redmond, thinks about a transition three-pointer. It's 4-4 right now as Mayava and Skaggs were tied up. The Bearcats get a steal. McAndrews to Hayward, now it's Haggard bringing the ball up the floor. Right side Hayward, they swing it around, left side now for McAndrews, wants a deep three off the rim, no good, and the Bearcats have gone cold.
And getting out of the rhythm where, again, that 2-3 zone's keeping things from going inside, and Northwest taking some poor shots on the outside.
Williams trying to go coast to coast. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Kehlani Mayava. Hayward now left wing. Top of the key for Mayava. Right side now for McAndrews. Into the corner for Haggard. Skip pass to Hayward. Now to McAndrews, 10 on the shot clock. Still no bucket for the Bearcats. Dittlinger, mid-range jump shot, no good. Myalva going for that offensive board. Tipped out of bounds by Lee. So with 4:31 to go, the Bearcats trailing by four. They retain possession as McConkey checking into the ballgame. But before we go any further, we have a media timeout on the floor, so we will take this 90-second timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMillRealEstate.net.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Northwest Missouri State ball out of the timeout, quickly turning this one over, though. Sidney Crockett comes up with the steal. Pushing ahead is Redmond. Gets it out to Crockett, drives in, off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down, loose ball. McAndrews tied up on the floor with it, and the possession arrow pointing to Central Missouri. Well, we have a break in the action. Let's take a quick 10-second timeout and get a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Coleman checks in for Mallory McConkey as it'll be Williams inbounding baseline left for Central into Redmond. Gets the ball in the paint, goes up, left hand off the glass is good. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Bearcats down 28-22. Right side, McAndrews nearly trapped, gets it back near the midcourt stripe for Haggard. Left side, Coleman. Skip pass over to McAndrews. They swing it around Coleman left side. High post now for Dittlinger, and she is quickly fouled from behind by Paige Redmond. You see Coleman come in, just a freshman, but the right idea of trying to get those skip passes, get the ball high post, and really make Central Missouri work this 30-second possession.
The thing I really like about Coleman, she comes out onto the floor and talked about this in the past, too. She generally brings a high energy level out there that the rest of the team kind of plays off of.
Quick mid-range jumper, no good for McAndrews. Rebound comes out to Haggard. She puts up a shot, no good, and it goes out of bounds off Central Missouri. Even some of these possessions, the Bearcats aren't getting good looks. The Jennies making a few mistakes to keep giving them opportunities. As Meyer working one-on-one inside, shot no good. Offensive rebound bouncing around his head. It goes to Central Missouri. Pushing it the other way is Williams in transition. And another layup for Kelsey Williams.
All right, they're getting points after points off the transition, just being Northwest down the floor.
Coleman with it, left wing, high post for Tanya Meyer. Skip pass right side for McAndrews. They swing it back around Coleman. Left open for three. Yes. Kylie Coleman, first bucket of the game is a big one. The Bearcats back within five of UCM. Ahead to Peyton Taylor. UCM not wasting any time. Redmond top of the key. They swing it around Crockett right side. Back up top Williams to Redmond. Looking inside. Now back up top for Kelsey Williams. Left side, Redmond, guarded by McAndrews, trying to turn the corner into the paint. Little skip pass left side for Taylor. Back out to Lee, drives in. They swing it around. Sidney Crockett for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Offensive board for Lee. Going back up over McAndrews, shot too strong. And the rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Meyer able to clear that one out as the Bearcats down by five, 30-25 with 2.5 minutes to play in this first half. High post Meyer. Up top, Haggard. Left side now, Kylie Coleman. Back inside for Meyer. Couple dribbles. Finds an open Jalen Haggard for three. She's got it. Couple straight back-to-back possessions for Northwest. And they get three-pointers on each. Redmond into the post. Goes up in a quick layup once again. The Bearcats not setting that defense, and Paige Redmond takes advantage.
Jenny's with 22 points in the paint in this first half.
4-point Central Missouri lead. Tanya Meyer wants a three-pointer of her own. That one well off the mark. Hits the rim and a rebound for Central Missouri. Tanya now 3 of 12 shooting in this ballgame. 0 of 4 from 3. Kelsey Williams, Paige Redmond. She's left open for a 3. That one too strong. Meyer nearly had that one. That rebound snuck through her hands, but it's batted out of bounds by Central Missouri. And Meyer heads to the bench as Mayava checks back into the ballgame.
A couple possessions prior to that, Northwest ended up getting good looks out on the perimeter by getting the ball inside and then getting it back out with the quick kick out. That last time down the floor, they just put one up from way outside. Not a good percentage shot and didn't run their offense very well.
Mayava with it in the corner, guarded by Lee up top for McAndrews, nearly stolen away by Kelsey Williams. McAndrews, a couple dribbles, right back to Dittlinger in the corner, trying to get the ball into Mayava inside, and throws this one away. Instead, they're going to get a foul on Mayava for a push. Looks like her and Coleman kind of going to the same spot, and pass went in no man's land. They get Mayava for the foul. 32-28 is the score. A minute 10 left to play in this first half. The Bearcats are hanging strong. Redmond brings it down. Hands it off for Williams. Back out for Crockett. She wants a three-pointer. No good. Rebound comes down to Jalen Haggard. Haggard pushing the ball up the floor. Two on two for Northwest. Three-pointer in transition for McAndrews. Instead, she gets it out for Haggard. She wants a three, and she's got it. The extra pass for the Bearcats, and Haggard knocks it down. 32-31, Northwest back within 1 point of Central Missouri. Williams quickly comes down and just pulls up at the elbow. Easy jump shot. She has 8. 34-31 with 35 seconds to play in this first half. 8-second difference between shot clock and game clock. Dittlinger right side, guarded by Lee. They swing it around for McAndrews on the left. Up top for Kylie Coleman. To Haggard. And she just drugged that pivot foot before she started dribbling, and a travel on Jalen. 22 seconds to play in the first half. Central up 34-31. As Paige Redmond walks the ball up the left side across midcourt. Hanging on for the last shot as we go inside. 10 seconds to play in this first half. 12th ranked team in the nation. Being played tough by the Bearcats. Pulls up from the elbow. Shot no good. Offensive board for Lee. Bounces around. Goes back up one more time. And the shot goes over the backboard. She caught Kylie Coleman with a big elbow there in the paint. No foul calls. Coleman still down on all fours, trying to recover from that one.
Yeah, it looks from here that she may have just taken a shot to the nose there. We'll have to check and see. So the athletic training staff taking a look at her as the rest of the team goes into the locker room for halftime. But she kind of got caught at the wrong place at the wrong time.
34-31 as our score at halftime. The Bearcats hanging strong. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more from Bearcat Arena. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
A 34-31 Central Missouri lead over Northwest at halftime with John Coffey. I'm Matt Tritton. And, John, not a bad half for the Bearcats.
No, not at all. The Northwest, for the most part, took care of their basketball pretty well. Six turnovers at the end of the first half. A few of those unforced, but really weren't hurt too bad by that. Where they were hurt on the time was just not getting back quickly enough on defense and seeing Central Missouri get past them for some easy layups. But the Northwest would get into their offense, work the ball inside, kick it back out. They'd have a good look out on the perimeter. They were getting some points in the paint as well. So offensively, when they would run their offense, some good things happened. And they just need to be a little bit more disciplined here in the second half and continue to do the things successfully they were doing out of that offense and not get in too big a hurry to take a shot when they get down the floor.
Coming up at 3:30, our second game of the day, Northwest Missouri State men, fourth-ranked team in the nation, taking on the Central Missouri Mules. We'll take a break. When we return, we'll hear from the associate head coach of the Bearcats, Austin Meyer, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late-model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Well, at halftime of the women's basketball game, Northwest trailing Central Missouri 34-31. Men's game coming up at 3:30, fourth-ranked team in the nation, taking on the Central Missouri Mules. Bearcats 14-1 overall, 6-1. In conference play, joined now by associate head coach Austin Meyer. And always a fun time to get Central Missouri coming through Maryville, that rivalry renewed.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're playing at an extremely high level right now. You know, we got them at their place, but they've won every game since, and you know, they're playing much better than they were when we played them the first time. So it's going to be a big time matchup here today. We're 14-1, they're 13-2 overall, and right there at the top of the standings in the MIAA, so it's going to be a fun one.
Well, and you talk about they're playing better basketball now, but anytime you go to the Multan, you win 79-55, and that's a big win. What went so well? What do you guys do the same in that ball game today?
Yeah, we were pretty good offensively in that game. We made shots as well. You know, early on in the game, we thought they got some good looks, but we still were playing hard. Our energy was high, and that was one thing that we stressed with this team is you got to play at a high level consistently, especially defensively, pressuring them. Because they're not always used to that, and hopefully we can do it again today. You know, defending the drives is going to be huge. They're really good at getting paint. They get to the free throw line, I think, 26 times a game. Against Western, they got there 25 or 26 times. Western only got there 6. So they put pressure on your defense. They get to the paint. Got to do a good job of guarding the ball. And then rebounding has been a big key for us today. We feel like we can get a lot of offensive rebounds.
On Saturday, we see Justin Pitts come here. Uncharacteristic game with only 2 points, but you also see him dish out 10 assists. I think people are unsure about that. But then you see a guy like Xavier Kurth, who averages about 5.5 points per ball game, step up and have a big night. The depth of this team and a guy like Xavier that can step up, I mean, it says a lot about this group.
Yeah, and they've done a good job of letting the shot clock looking for a shot more. You know, coaches instilled a lot of confidence in him that if that thing gets inside of, you know, 10 seconds and you're open, we want him shooting that. And it's one of those things. He's a good offensive player. It's just, you know, we have guys that shoot at such a high clip from three, and Justin's playmaking ability that, you know, there's guys that shoot it better and that we want shooting it more than him. But at the same time, he can make plays, and he showed on Saturday his ability to hit open shots. He was really, really good on the offensive glass. Defensively, he's always there. He's our energy guy and the guy that defends for us. We put on the other team's best player, but he probably had, you know, his best game, I think, as a Bearcat, not just because he scored, you know, 18, 20 points or whatever it was, but the little things he was doing, drawing defense, making plays for others. And then you talk about Justin, you know, 2 points, but he probably early on, he probably could have had 5 or 6 more assists if we missed some open shots off his penetrating pitch. But he's a guy that when we get some leads sometimes, he gets a little passive and not as much in attack mode and getting to the rim. So we obviously would like him to be in aggressive killer mode all the time, but he usually is when we need him to. So hopefully he'll keep doing that.
The Mules today would have liked to have seen him on Thursday when it was scheduled. Weather didn't allow that to happen, but the Cat Jam theme today as well as the community engagement day. So kind of a fun time to come out and give back to the Maryville community.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully we have a good crowd here. Obviously, sounds like it's a little cold outside, but
it is a little bit, yeah.
The heater, I believe, is working in here. So hopefully we'll have a good crowd. It's always fun playing in front of big crowds at home, and it doesn't get much bigger than this for a regular season MIAA game. So we hope everybody will make the trip out here, make some noise, and hopefully we can get a good atmosphere in here.
Bearcats and Mules at 3:30. Austin, appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, Matt.
It's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Associate Head Men's Basketball Coach, joining us here at halftime. Northwest women trailing Central Missouri 34-31. We'll take a break. Be back with your halftime stats here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Halftime from Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, trailing Central Missouri 34-31. Bearcats not playing too bad against the 12th-ranked team in the nation. Taking a look at our halftime stats, Bearcats led by Jalen Haggard, 8 points. She hit a couple big three-pointers there late in the first half to help her get to 8 and help the Bearcats be within 3 at this point. 8 points, 2 assists, and 2 rebounds. Northwest also getting 6 points from Tanya Meyer. LaTanya struggling a little bit, shooting 3 of 12 and 0 of 4 from three-point range. Also pulled down 5 rebounds in that first half. 4 points coming from Keilani Mayava, 3 points apiece from Mallory McAndrews, Kylie Cullen, and Macy Williams, as well as 2 points coming from Maria Dentlinger. Northwest shot 38.2% from the field in that first half and 33% from three-point range. Northwest also got to the free throw line just once. That was Macy Williams knocking it down one of one from the charity stripe. On the other side for Central Missouri, the Jennies led by Paige Redmond. Redmond stepped up and got 9 points in that first half on 3 of 6 shooting. She also had 2 assists for Central Missouri in that opening 20 minutes. Also, 8 points coming from Kelsey Williams on 4 of 6 shootings and 2 rebounds. Williams did a good job of getting up the floor and getting downhill in a hurry. If there was an opening, she took advantage of it, and that's one of those things that John mentioned before of getting back and setting that defense. The Bearcats didn't always do that, and Williams took advantage. 6 points also coming from Morgan Fleming on 3 of 4 shooting, also pulled down 3 rebounds. 4 points from Kayana Lee. She also had 6 rebounds in the first half and 2 assists. And 3 points from Sydney Skaggs and 2 from Jolene Shipps. And 2 from Megan Skaggs. Central Missouri shot 48% from the field, only 14% from three-point range, though just 1 of 7. And they knocked down all 3 free throw attempts that they were able to take. 34-31 is our score at halftime, as Northwest also being out-rebounded by Central Missouri 19-18, and each team has 6 turnovers apiece. Taking a look at the MIAA scoreboard for today, a few other games were postponed Thursday due to weather and picked back up today. Of course, Central Missouri and Northwest, women's game on right now at halftime, men's game coming up at 3:30. Northeastern State will play a non-conference game against William Woods. That's a men's game coming up later this evening. And also coming up later this evening, Southwest Baptist and Missouri Western playing their doubleheader in St. Joseph. The women's game will tip off at 5:30. 9-6 Southwest Baptist got their first conference win here on Saturday, taking on 10-6 Missouri Western. And at 7:30, the second half of that doubleheader, 3-11 Missouri Western hosting 9-6 Southwest Baptist. Around the MIAA, brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Just about set for the second half of action. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at rapidelitemaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatechryslerdodgejeepram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Just about set for the second half of action. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball against Central Missouri. Also of note, small college basketball news from earlier today. The Bevo Francis Watch List, which is the Player of the Year Award, which Justin Pitts won last year. They released their watch list today, the top 100 candidates. And on that list, Justin Pitts once again, as well as teammate Chris Endow. So, pair of pretty good guards here for Northwest.
I'm shocked. No, actually, I think that's well-deserved for both of them. Not a huge surprise the way they've been playing this year. And, of course, with Justin winning it last year, probably had to be one of the favorites coming into this year.
Start of the second half, Bearcats with the ball. McConkey driving baseline, layup no good, gets her own rebound, tries to fire a pass across the lane to Mayava, but fires it into the Bearcat bench, a turnover for Northwest. Both teams, six turnovers apiece in that first half, so the Bearcats didn't let that really kill them there, but if they could set that defense a little bit quicker, that would play a huge role as we get deeper in this game. Lee with it right wing. Skip pass to Redmond, now over to Skaggs. Up top for Morgan Fleming, head and shoulder fake to the free throw line. Jump shot short. Rebound for Kehlani Mayava. Mayava not having a bad day so far. 4 points, three rebounds, playing some good defense out there. Cat still down three. Haggard setting up the offense, looking inside for Meyer. Now over the right side for Mayava. Picks up her dribble and hands it off for McConkey between the circles. Now Haggard around to McAndrews. Mismatch inside as Meyer guarded by Williams. Instead, they go Mayava, high post. Kehlani driving on Keona. Lee goes up, shot no good. Knocked out of bounds by Lee with 2 seconds left on the shot clock. It'll be Haggard inbounding baseline left. Right now, Mayava by herself at three-point line. They get it quickly into Tawny Meyer. A couple dribbles nearly stolen by Fleming. Throws up the shot, and it is way short. Williams with the rebound. Ahead to Fleming. Right back to Skaggs. Left open for three. Yes. Bearcats not able to recover defensively, and they got beat there by Megan Skaggs. She has 5 points. Bearcats down 37-31. Haggard with her right side. Mismatch as they switch Lee onto her. Now pass over to McConkey to the free throw line. To McAndrews. Right side now for Haggard. Looking inside for Lee. They give it off to Meyer. To Mayava. Mid-range jump shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes up. Layup is good. Kehlani Mayava following her shot and lays it in. ...37-33 is the lead for Central Missouri. 8:16 to play in the third quarter. As the inbound comes in to Paige Redmond. Goes to set up the offense for Central Missouri. Hands it off for Morgan Fleming. Now hands it off for Kelsey Williams. A little weave action for Central Missouri. Now up top, Redmond working on McAndrews. Into the paint. Picks up her dribble. Finds an open Lee. Thinks about a 15-foot jump shot. Couple dribbles. Tries to get a pass through Mayava. Bounces right back to Lee. Now she skips it back out near midcourt for Williams. Guarded by Haggard. Drives in. Kick out for Morgan Fleming. Three from the right corner. No good. And the rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Good defense there by the Bearcats.
And when Northwest gets into that situation where Central gets into the front court without getting into the transition, they do a pretty good job. It's just those times when Central gets down the floor quickly where the problem arises.
Well, Mayava sets up for a jump shot with her feet on the three-point line and promptly gets the ball stuck between the glass and the rim, wedged in there. So they'll grab one of the mops from off the floor and get that ball poked out, and it goes through the hoop. So
now, does it count when that happens?
The fans are saying that should be three for the Bearcats. I tend to agree. Regardless, still a 4-point lead for Central Missouri. As with crowds still filing in for today's ball game, good to see Tom Penny, one of the KXCV KRNW news anchors.
Yeah, he's over on the far side having a good afternoon.
Good to see him here, decked out in Bearcat green. Redmond with it for Central to Lee, inside to Fleming, working on McConkey, goes up, left hand no good, Fleming offensive board, and she gets fouled by Mayava. Bearcats not able to pull in that rebound. So far, Northwest, they have 11 offensive boards. Meanwhile, Central Missouri now up to 7 after Fleming pulled that one down. Fleming inbounding baseline left, finds a cutting Lee, and she lays it in. Miscommunication there for the Bearcats leads to an easy bucket for Central. Back up by 6. Mayava, top of the key, now gives it up for McConkey. Left side for McAndrews. Had a hard time getting separation in this ballgame so far. 15 on the shot clock. Kicks McAndrews, dribbles right, and has her pass kicked out of bounds by Paige Redmond.
Now, you're talking about rebounds just a moment ago. Overall, Northwest holding their own on the boards against a pretty good rebounding team out of the Central Women. Northwest out-rebounding Central by one at this point. So, again, that's an area that they've improved much on from the first meeting.
Inbound comes into Hager near midcourt to McAndrews. Pass tipped away by Redmond. Comes up to Fleming. Fleming pushing up the floor, pulls up at the free throw line to Redmond. Now over to Skaggs, left open for three, and it's good. Megan Skaggs, if she gets her feet set, she is knocking it down most of the time, and she did right there. And Buckshield needs a timeout. Not happy with his team there, giving up another three-pointer in transition. 42-33 is the Central Missouri score with the break in the action. We'll take a 90-second timeout of our own and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Bearcats with it out of the timeout, going right to left in this third quarter. McAndrews, right wing. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Dribbles out near midcourt. Picks up her dribble. Redmond all over her. Pass over toward the Bearcat bench for McConkey. Now to Haggard. Five on the shot clock. Haggard all the way in and lays it up off the glass.
Big layup that time for Northwest. Stops a 10-2 run out of Central Missouri. And when Northwest gets in trouble, it's when they give up the big runs. And that was a huge one. Hopefully that'll get things going the other way for Northwest.
Fleming in the right block. Double team comes over. Gives up Williams. Free throw line jumper too strong. And a good rebound there for Dintlinger. Well, they have been deadly pulling up there right at the free throw line or the elbow today. Bearcats got lucky. That one didn't go down. Northwest trying to cut into this 7-point Central Missouri lead. Haggard working on Lee. Goes baseline. Goes up. A little bit of contact and a foul coming here on Megan Skaggs as Haggard missed the layup but gets a chance for a couple free throws.
Haggard, just a freshman, showing some leadership out there the last two trips down the floor offensively.
You know, you see flashes of what she is capable of, her leadership skills there. You see Kylie Coleman come off the bench and demand some of that respect as well. And some of these underclassmen, you know there's the capability there. It's just keeping their head up through some of these tough losses.
Again, we talked about this early, but you have to be impressed just for the hustle aspect of things, even though from a one-loss situation, they've not had a lot of success, but they're still trying to do the little things out there that can really pay off, hopefully down the line once they start picking up some wins.
Well, Haggard hits both of her free throws, back up to her career average, his career average, freshman year, 12 points per ball game. Bearcats down 42-37. Redmond brings it up the floor. Right side for Crockett. Inside now for Megan Skaggs, guarded by Meyer. Out to Fleming and wide open. Jolene ships. Another miscommunication. There was nobody else in the paint with her, and she lays it in. Back down by seven is Meyer. Left block. Double team comes over. Finds Dittlinger to the elbow. Now back up top for McAndrews. Hands it off for McConkey. Right side now, Haggard. Inside for Tanya Meyer, and foul coming up on the floor on Central Missouri. Think they got Crockett here on a bump. She was guarding Meyer. And Mayava and Coleman check back in for the Bearcats. Dintlinger and McAndrews go out. On the floor for Northwest, Haggard, Mayava, Coleman, Meyer, and McConkie. For Central, it's Redmond, Skaggs, Shipps, Williams, and Fleming. Quick inbound to McConkie. Starts to go baseline. Now back up to the wing for Hager. Quick first move. Gets into the paint. Floater left a little bit short. Offensive rebound, though, for McConkie. Tries to give it off to Meyer. Stolen away by Fleming. Fleming in transition for the Jennies. All the way in. Good defense by Coleman. Shot no good. And the rebound comes down to McConkie. Fleming trying to take that one. A 2-on-3 in favor of the Bearcats. And the defense gets the stop. McConkie sets up for a three of her own. Oh, around the rim, no good. Offensive board, though, for Meyer. Back out for Haggard. Jalen up top for Coleman. Back right side for Haggard. Looking inside to Tanya. Working on Skaggs. Faces up with the hoop. Now skip pass over to Coleman. Goes inside for Mayav. The pass kicked by Redmond. So the Bearcats will keep the ball. 4:18 left to go in this third quarter of action. Northwest down by 7. Immediate timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and take a 90-second timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. The Memory Care Program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at mozingalake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Coleman finds a cutting Meyer, lays it up. The Bearcats back within 5. 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Trailing the 12th-ranked team in the nation. Redmond, top of the key, takes a dribble back, now charging forward into the paint, goes up, shot blocked away by Mayava. Mayava recovers it, ahead to Hager, now to McConkie. McConkie trying to drive baseline. Looking for the kick out there for Coleman, the ball knocked out of her hands though, so Northwest will have possession underneath their own basket. Hager inbounding baseline left, 3:43 to play in the quarter. Jalen gets it in to the left corner for Kylie Coleman. Up top for Mayava. Back to Haggard. Little head and shoulder fake. Now left side for Coleman. Left way short, and that one goes out of bounds. Minor Bearcat basketball brought to you by Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing, as well as Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. 44-39 in favor of UCM. Redmond works down into the elbow, back out for McAtee and for Crockett now. Crockett inside for Shipps, shot goes up, no good, tipped by Mayava, and it goes to McAtee and an offensive board for UCM. Kick out for Megan Skaggs, a three, no good, and the board for Mayava. Northwest still down 5. Haggard pushing up the floor, now slows things down a bit, gets going one more time and lays it up off the glass. Kind of gave a hesitation like she was going to back that out, set up the offense, and then drove past Redmond and laid it in. Bearcats down by 3. Redmond brings it down into the paint. They swing it around McAtee at the left wing. Inside for Shipps. Back out Redmond. Left open for 3. In the cylinder and back out. No good. Offensive board for Skaggs, and she puts it back. Would have been a huge stop for Northwest, but Skaggs able to get the put back. 46-41 UCM. Haggard out near midcourt. Brings it up as a screen, both left and right. She'll step back, shoot a three instead. Off the rim, no good. And a foul coming up on UCM. Meyer fighting for that rebound. She got pushed from behind by Megan Skaggs. .224 to play in the third quarter. McConkie checks out. Dittlinger back in, as well as Hayward. for Mayava. And Sydney Skaggs back into the ballgame for UCM as well as Williams, I believe. Hayward, skip pass for Haggard, into the corner for Dentlinger. Guarded by Ships, gives it up to Hayward in the left corner. Meyer working hard inside, step skip pass over for Haggard, now to Dentlinger. Dentlinger gives it off to Hayward, trying to get going downhill toward the bucket, and she is fouled by Jolene Ships. And that'll be team foul number four on Central Missouri, so the Bearcats one away from shooting free throws.
It would be good to see Northwest put together a little bit of a run to close out this third quarter and try to regain a little bit of the momentum they lost there at the first of the quarter.
Haggard inbound to Meyer, right back to Haggard, gives it up to Hayward. Into the paint, tries to scoop a pass over to Tanya, tipped away. Tanya picks it up, gets her shot blocked, and Central Missouri coming back the other way. Paige Redmond looks inside and finds Ships, trying to find a cutting. Fleming now, tipped out of bounds by Hayward. Paige Redmond not afraid to fire that one from anywhere. Hadn't crossed midcourt yet when she was firing that one inside. As Macy Williams checks in here, and Jalen Haggard getting a break with 1:49 to play in the third quarter.
This comes to knowing your teammates and knowing someone's going to be down there on the baseline when she put that pass out there.
And knowing that pass could come at any time. Fleming goes inside to Skaggs. They work it around now. Left sideline for Paige Redmond. Gets a screen from Fleming. Right back to Fleming with 10 on the shot clock. Starts to work on Hayward. Gets into the paint. Gives it up for Ships. Ships goes in. Right back to Fleming. Mid-range jumper off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Outlet for Macy Williams. Macy slows things up and the Bearcats set up their offense. Left side, Tanya Meyer. To the wing. Hayward guarded tightly by Fleming. The work it back around Macy Williams' right side. Gets Redmond in the air. Tries to drive past her. Gives it up on the elbow now for Meyer to Hayward. Hayward dribbling right, inside 10 on the shot clock, and a blocking foul coming up on Central Missouri. Oh, they're going to call this one on Northwest. They're going to get the charge as Sydney Crockett stepped up to take it, but Crockett never set her feet. She basically just ran directly into Hayward.
Hayward a little slow getting up, too, and landed a bit awkwardly. I don't know. It pops up now. It's going down the court, and it looks like she's going to be all right, but just kind of awkward landing there in the lane that time.
Well, that's a couple-point swing there as the Bearcats go from getting free throws if it's a block call to giving it back to Central Missouri as it's a charge. First personal on Hayward. Kelsey Williams for Central Missouri brings it up. Out to Ships. Shinks thinks about a three-pointer right side. Fleming, 14 on the shot clock, 49 seconds left in the third quarter. Williams with it right wing. Trying to work past Macy Williams into the block. Kick out, three-pointer from Crockett on the way, around the rim, no good. Offensive board for Sydney Skaggs. And a jump ball call, a possession arrow pointing to Northwest. And Heather Howard signaling to her team, hey, you guys got to put the elbows up, box out, and seal them off as Central Missouri's come up with a few critical offensive rebounds in this quarter. Haggard Meyer back into the ballgame for Tupuata, who is in briefly, as well as Macy Williams. 37.7 seconds left, Bearcats. Up, down by five here in this third quarter. Haggard walks across midcourt. 7 second difference between game clock and shot clock. Bearcats going to milk as much time off as possible. Down to 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Haggard top of the key. Hands it off for Zoe Hayward. Looking for a seam. Into the paint. Kicks it out. Kylie Coleman thought about three. Drives in. Open lane. Goes up. Lays it in. Nice finger roll from Kylie Coleman. The Bearcats back within three. Kelsey Williams pushing the other way for Central Missouri. Clock ticking down in this third quarter. Kick out, three-pointer from Crockett. Knocks it down at the buzzer. A great offensive possession for the Bearcats, only to see Crockett come down and knock down her first shot of the game. 49-43 is the Central Missouri lead as we head into the fourth quarter. We will take a one-minute timeout and be back with the fourth quarter of action here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Well, 10 minutes to play in this one from Bearcat Arena. Northwest trailing 12th ranked team in the nation by just 6, 49-43, Central Missouri in front.
Well, Northwest has played three pretty good quarters. We go into the fourth, and again, the problem they've had throughout a lot of the season is putting together a complete game. Let's see what they can do here in the fourth quarter.
Bearcat basketball brought to you by Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, located on Main in Maryville, as well as Pittsburgh's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. Central ball starting the fourth quarter. Williams into the corner, wide open. Fleming for three, and it's good. Well, we briefly talked during the break that Central hasn't hit many threes in this game, but the ones they have been very open, and that one not an exception. 52-43 is the UCM score. Bearcats trying to recover after that three-pointer, the first possession of this fourth quarter. McAndrews right side, guarded by Crockett. Left side now for Hayward, inside Maiava, working on Ships. Close a pass out for McAndrews, 4-3, it's good. The answer from Mallory McAndrews. Her second three of the day. 52-46. Williams gets into the elbow, finds it wide open. Jolene Ships underneath, goes up, bucket plus the foul. Tanya Meyer got beat on that one. It was behind Ships, and as she went up that layup, pushed her from behind. And it's a three-point opportunity now for Jolene Ships. Ships from Stockton, Missouri, a two-time All-American at North Arkansas College in the NCAA. First free throw is too strong off the back of the rim. And the rebound comes down to Jalen Haggard. 9:02 to play in this fourth quarter. 54-46, the UCM lead. It's Zoe Hayward between the circles, dribbling right. Gets to the baseline, all the way in, goes up. Shot blocked, but they're going to get her for a foul. Shot was blocked by Sydney Skaggs, but I think they might be getting this foul on Williams. Williams got the body while Skaggs got all ball up top. 8:51 to play in the game. Hayward to the free throw line. And she knocks down the first. First points of the day for the 5'8 freshman from Leavenworth, Kansas. Had 7 points in 21 minutes in a tough loss to Southwest Baptist on Saturday. And she knocks down both shots.
I think overall Northwest getting some pretty good performances off their bench this afternoon.
Yeah, Hayward won too, I think, as you've seen progress. She stepped in off the bench as a role player and, you know, looked very freshman-like in the first half of the season, but has really given you some solid minutes here as this conference season's gone along.
Just looks a lot more comfortable out on the floor.
Fleming driving baseline on McConkie, goes up, bucket plus the foul. Morgan Fleming got a quick first step on McConkie and got past her and laid it in.
And that goes back to what we were talking about in the pregame with the Fleming. She's a very good outside shooter, but can drive to the bucket as well. Possession or two ago, she knocks down a long three, and this time drives in and gets a nice look with the layup.
Free throw's no good. Rebound comes down to Ships, and so Central Missouri has new life on this possession. Crockett right wing, up top for Williams. They leave Ships open for three. Too strong, and the rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. A foul coming up on Central Missouri. Looks like Crockett might have been flying in there and bumped Tanya going for that rebound. Tanya now 8 points, 10 rebounds in this game to go along with two steals. Bearcats down by eight. Haggard brings the ball to the floor. Hesitation. Looks like she's going to hand it off to McAndrews. The defense reacts and she flies right by and lays it in. Jalen's up to 16 points. Bearcats don't get back on defense, and it is Ships left open on the block one more time. And a little man-to-man backcourt pressure from Kelsey Williams causes Haggard to take one too many steps, and she walks with it immediately on that inbound pass.
Tough sequence for Northwest.
to say the least. Fleming inbounding baseline right. Floats it in there for Sydney Skaggs. Skaggs starts to cut in as the ball goes out, and it goes out of bounds.
Cat's getting a bit of a break.
That's kind of been this fourth quarter. Yeah. Three-pointer here, three-pointer there, missed free throw there, missed free throw here.
Yeah.
And the officials discussing that this one should be taken out on the baseline or on the sideline in front of UCM's bench. And they decide to go with the baseline. 7:59 to play. First meeting between these two teams. A 77-40 win for UCM. Much different story today. The Bearcats just down by 8 with 7:50 to play. Maiava top of the key. Bounce pass inside for Tanya Meyer and goes out of bounds off of Meyer. Good thought to get it inside, but that one just trickled away too far. Williams walks across midcourt for the Jennies. Into the right wing. Up top now. They swing it around Skaggs. Left side, Fleming. Inside ship. Guarded by Maiava. Kick out Williams. Left open for three. Fakes like she's taking a three. Drives in. Kick out. Three from Sydney Skaggs is good.
Jennies beginning to get a bit of momentum here as this fourth quarter goes on.
And Dave Pfeiffer, head coach for Central Missouri, wants a quick timeout. We will go ahead and take this timeout with them. A 61-50 lead for UCM. A 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Cats trailing by 11, 7:20 to play in the ballgame. Haggard, top of the key, falls down as she's dribbling, gives it up to McAndrews on the right sideline. Between the circles now for McConkie. Right wing, Haggard gets it. Little jab step, step back for a three-pointer. Shot no good. McConkie saves it inbounds. And it goes out to Sydney Skaggs of Central Missouri. Williams across midcourt. Screen to her left, guarded by McAndrews. Hands it off now for Crockett. Crockett takes a three-pointer. High arcing shot, no good. Ball tipped by Skaggs, goes over McAndrews' head into the hands of Williams for an offensive board. Williams drives in to the block, kick out Skaggs, right back into Ships, kick out for Fleming, three-pointer no good, in the possession kept alive by Crockett. Great ball movement and great hustle on the offensive glass here for UCM. Ships into the paint, back out for Kelsey Williams. Williams starts to drive in, she falls down as she's dribbling it, but she gives it off to Skaggs. Skaggs to Ships, and a pass inside to Fleming, and they're going to call a foul on McConkie as she knocked that pass away. This has been a long possession for Central Missouri,
yeah.
Getting the offensive boards and working the ball in and out and eating up that shot clock.
Can kind of sense that the Central sees the finish in sight here. They've opened up now an 11-point lead, and just looking at a little bit of focus in their eyes and trying to put this one away.
Inbound to Redmond, up top for Crockett. Now between the circles for Fleming. Left side Redmond looks inside for Skaggs. We'll go back up top for Ships to Fleming. 15 on the shot clock now. Finds a cutting Skaggs. Right block goes up, and she is fouled by Tanya Meyer. And Coach Shields just had his arms crossed, standing near midcourt watching this one. Knew that he was a couple possessions away from this one being in favor of the Bearcats, honestly, but a couple missteps here, there, a couple defensive stops, and now Central Missouri up by 12 after the first free throw from Sidney Skaggs.
Still time in this one, but Northwest has to start getting some defensive stops and then getting some points quickly at the other end.
Now, we've seen spurts today where they played really well and showed that capability, but have to find that focus here late in the fourth quarter. Second free throw around the rim, no good. Rebound for Tanya Meyer. Haggard walks it across midcourt. Screen to her left. She steps back, takes a three-pointer, and hits. That is just what the doctor ordered for the Bearcats. Haggard has 19. Bearcats back within 9. Not going away. They need to stop here, though. Redmond with her right wing. Gets into the free throw line inside the paint. Back out for Fleming. Guarded by McConkie. Calls for a screen. Takes it to her right. Gets baseline on McConkie. Kick out for Crockett. Left open for a three. Yes, the answer once again from Central Missouri. One of the reasons this team is so good and ranked 12th in the nation. Haggard right side, barking on a signal for her team between the circles, McConkie. Excuse me, McAndrews now left side for McConkie. Up top, Haggard now to Dittlinger on the left side. Into the corner, McConkie wants a three-pointer. That one well short. Offensive rebound for Haggard. Smallest player on the floor gets it. Reverse layup is good. The 5-foot, 5-inch freshman puts that one away, and she has 21 points. Redmond with it into the paint. Out to Fleming on the right wing. Skip past Skaggs around to Paige Redmond. 12 on the shot clock. Central Missouri taking their time this possession. As the three-pointer goes up and is good from Paige Redmond. And Coach Shields kind of throws his hands up in the air saying, right when we needed a stop, couldn't get it there. 68-55 is the lead for Central Missouri. Haggard all the way in once again. That fat ball blocked away by Ships. Redmond scoops it up in transition. Sydney Skaggs, layup is too strong. Rebound comes down to McConkie. She is fouled by Crockett. 4:16 to go. The Bearcats trailing 68-55. As Williams and Maiava check back in for the Bearcats, it'll be Tanya Meyer and Jalen Haggard heading to the bench. Also, Megan Skaggs and Lee in for Central Missouri. Four 10 to go. Northwest with the ball. It is McConkie driving baseline. Skip pass to Macy Williams. She drives baseline right back to McConkie. McConkie attacking one more time baseline. Cross the lane pass to Maiava, and they lay it in. Maiava with 8, 68-57. Bearcats within 11. Crockett, another 3, looking for the answer. Banks it in. That kind of day for Central Missouri.
That was a tough bank as well from the far left corner. Still had enough room to bank it down.
And Slifer quickly calls a timeout and jumps down his team's throat saying, hey, why aren't we eating more clock instead of putting up quick shots? Regardless, a 71-57 lead for UCM after that 3-pointer from Sidney Crockett. With this break in the action, let's go ahead and step away as well. Bearcats trailing by 14. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at MyMosaicLifeCare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Quick steal from Central Missouri. They have the ball now as Redmond to the free throw and gives it up to Lee. Dishes it off for Fleming. Off the glass, no good. Ball bounces around. Fleming grabs the offensive rebound. Stolen away by Mayava. Fires it in the air, and Haggard picks it up. Caps down by 14. 3 minutes to go, needing to work quickly. Ahead to McAndrews. Thinks about a deep three. Instead gives it up for Haggard. Now McAndrews hits the deck. Everybody's falling on the floor today. Haggard left open from three. She fires it up, no good. Off Mayava's hand. We've seen three different times in the last about 4 minutes.
It's all been right in the same area of the floor.
I know.
Just kind of top of the key, just off to the right, just a little bit, and kind of unforced. They just kind of...
One of those lines must be too high. Just jumps up and grabs them.
It must be.
And nobody's getting hurt, so we can laugh about it. You know, nothing bad in that regard. It's just...
It's not really resulted in a turnover either.
No, it's been impressive. Good ball handling by both teams. 71-57, our score. Central Missouri ahead of Northwest, 2:37 to play. Redmond, top the key for Lee. Right side for Megan Skaggs. Back to Redmond, 8 on the shot clock. Gets down to the left block. McAndrews playing good defense. She just hits the ground, fires it up, and it goes out of bounds. Looking for a foul on McAndrews, but just good defense there from the St. Joe native.
I think just throwing the ball away, hoping somebody would be there to catch it.
You know, the way today's gone for Central Missouri, it's worked. Reminder, Bearcat basketball brought to you by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville and Highland Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. 2:20 to go. Central up 71-57. Haggard dribbles over toward the northwest bench, now back right. Gives off to Mayava. Inside to Tawny Meyer, working off Fleming. Lee comes down, helps out, and gets called for the reach-in foul. 2:09 to play in this one. While we have a brief moment, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Meyer at the free throw line after the foul, misses the first. Tanya, 8 points in this one, just two away from getting another double-double on the season. It's the second free throw. Averaging 14.5 points and 9 rebounds per contest. Redmond brings up the floor. The Bearcats giving the Jennies all they can handle today. The 12th-ranked team in the nation, 12-1 overall. As Lee has it on the baseline, up to Fleming. 12 on the shot clock, back to Lee, just inside the free throw line. Jump shot left short, gets around rebound. Coach Shield can't believe it, heads back toward the bench and sits down as a fresh 30 for Central Missouri. Redmond up top, dribbles back near midcourt, eating up clock as we're down to 90 seconds to go in this one. Guarded by Haggard. Dribbles over toward the Central Missouri bench as Redmond gets a screen from Lee. They switch Mayava onto her. Little push off, no foul call. Three-pointer on the way from Redmond. Back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound for Megan Skaggs. She fires it back near midcourt for Redmond. As this fresh 30 will take the clock inside a minute to go for Central Missouri. As the Bearcats appear to be on the way to their 13th straight loss, but man, they have played very well the past two games. As Lee gets the ball inside, turns around and knocks down Jalen Haggard. You get the offensive foul on Kayana Lee. A timeout coming up here for Buck Shield. Wants to talk with his team. 58.7 seconds left to go in this one. 71-58 is the score in favor of Central Missouri over Northwest. Along with John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Studio engineer for tonight's ballgame is Kyrese Devine.
Northwest ended up getting the stop out of there and that charge call, but the unfortunate part about that, a couple missed shots and rebounds by Central Missouri, they were able to knock off about a minute and a half off the clock there in that one possession.
Yeah, especially it's been double digits throughout much of this fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, and they've had quite a few of their offensive rebounds come up at some opportune times to eat some more clock here for UCM.
And really, up to that point, Northwest has done a pretty good job limiting the offensive rebounds out of Central Missouri. Both teams within one rebound of each other on that in that category. And Northwest really doing a pretty good job on the boards out rebounding Central Missouri by three. But Jenny's getting some key rebounds in the last couple minutes.
Well, McAndrews inbounding in front of the Northwest bench. Gets it in near midcourt to Haggard. Walks it up, 54 seconds to go. Working on Paige Redmond. Hands it off for McAndrews. Three-pointer off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Megan Skaggs. Off to Redmond. Fires it up court to Fleming. And Fleming will slow things down. 22 seconds on the shot clock, 38 on the game clock. Crockett in the corner, guarded by Mayava. Back to Redmond near midcourt. She'll dribble from right to left and give it up to Fleming. Back up top for Redmond. 7 on the shot clock. Redmond into the paint. Goes up. Gets called for the foul plus the bucket. 3 seconds on the shot clock. 19 to go in the game. And the and one opportunity for Paige Redmond.
Redmond did a good job going right between a couple of Bearcats and getting that shot to fall before eventually being fouled. And again, getting a chance to add 3 more on the board.
5 foot 8 inch junior from Central Missouri. Knocks down the free throw. She has 15 on the day. Yeah, Coach Shield will call timeout. 19 seconds left to go in this one. Coming up after this, we have Bearcat men's basketball taking on Central Missouri. Coach Mack's teams have been good against Doug Carlos Kent teams. Northwest actually hasn't lost to Central Missouri since 2015. So we'll see how Northwest responds today. Talking with Austin Meyer at halftime. A 2-point effort for Justin Pitts last time out, but 10 assists.
Still
win the ball.
Yeah.
The final score is, what, 78-46 or something ridiculous like that? I mean, it's a lot of offensive weapons for this team.
Yeah, Justin struggles offensively. He seems like he's got the knack to find the guys that do have the hot hand in the game Saturday afternoon. It was Xavier first for the most part, but was doing some good things offensively.
Yeah, Xavier did a little bit of everything in that basketball game, from getting after loose balls, pulling down rebounds, great defense, assists, and help the Bearcats pull out a big win over Southwest Baptist. Inbound comes in for Haggard. 15 seconds left to go. Right side, McAndrews. Turn around to Tanya Meyer. Looks like she's shooting it. Had the ball partially blocked and ends up firing it out of bounds. 10.2 seconds left. And think about this one, too. 74-58, but Central Missouri never felt comfortable enough to take their starters out of this one. The Bearcats went toe-to-toe with the 12th-ranked team in the nation, but time winds down, and the final horn sounds. The Bearcats fall 74-58. Northwest now 1-15 on the season, 0-8 in conference play, 13 losses in a row. Meanwhile, UCM 13-1 overall, 7-0 in conference play. Good game by the Bearcats. They come up just short. We'll take a break. Dive into our post-game festivities. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
That's a tough 74-58 loss for Northwest women's basketball to number 12 Central Missouri today. And really, the ball game felt much closer than that final score indicates. Bearcats trailed 22-16 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Central 15-12 in the second, outscored by Central Missouri 15-12 in the third, but that fourth quarter plagued them once again, a 10-point outscoring for Central Missouri over Northwest in the fourth and final frame, leading to that 74-58 victory. Taking a look at the final stats, Northwest led by Jalen Haggard in this one, 21 points on 8 of 18 shooting, 4 rebounds. Bearcats' next high scorer, Tanya Meyer, 9 points, 11 rebounds. And Bearcats also getting 8 points from Kehlani Mayava and 7 rebounds in the contest. 6 points coming from Mallory McAndrews after she had an 18-point outing just the other day against Southwest Baptist. Just couldn't get herself going today. 5 points coming from Kylie Coleman. 3 points from Macy Williams. And 2 from Maria Dentlinger, Zoe Hayward, and Mallory McConkey. Bearcats shot 39% for the game, 27% from three-point range, and knocked down 6 of 7 free throws. On the other side, Central Missouri led by Paige Redmond, 15 points. Also 11 points coming from Morgan Fleming, and 10 points from Megan Skaggs. Also 6 points, 8 rebounds from Kiana Lee. Central Missouri shot 46% from the field, 39% from three-point range, knocked down 5 of 8 free throws. And the Bearcats actually out-rebounded UCM 38-36 in this game, although Northwest allowed 16 offensive boards to the Jennies. And Central Missouri finished with 9 turnovers, 14 for the Bearcats. Tough outing tonight for the Bearcats. They fall to the 12th-ranked team in the nation, 74-58. We'll take a break. Be back with your Extra Effort Award here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, despite a 16-point loss to the 12th-ranked team in the nation, Bearcats played well today. John, time for our Extra Effort Award winner. What direction are you heading in today?
Well, a couple different ways, but I think Jalen Haggard ended up with 21 points to lead the Bearcats in scoring, the only player in double figures. She had 3 threes, ended up 8 of 18 from the field overall, had 4 rebounds to go along with a couple of assists. But right behind, Kalani Mayava also had a solid game, 8.7 rebounds, an assist, a block, and a steal. So both of those played well, but they're not going to Jalen here this afternoon.
Good game from Haggard. Not a bad game for the Bearcats overall. Another building block for this team. Can't look at that record and think too much about that. Got to keep moving forward. Hopefully the Bearcats can do that. Next ball game is coming on Thursday at Nebraska Kearney. That's going to wrap things up for our women's broadcast, though. We are just about set to get our men's basketball pregame going. We'll take a break and dive into that. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.